Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Revelation chapter number 19. Last time I was in the pulpit here in Bible study lesson, we looked at begin in verse number 11, and we finished about in verse number 16. But let me go back and just kind of for quickly by way of review. I think we can finish chapter number 19 today, if at all possible. You need to be here next few Sundays, Revelation 20, 21, and 22. You're talking about what it all been culminating for. Heading toward this world. We'll see it unfold in Revelation 20, 21, and 22. But in Revelation 19, we see the revelation of Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, that is the title of this book that John wrote, The Revelation. And a lot of times when we introduced this study months ago, many Bible headings in your Bible would say the revelation of St. John the Divine or something of that nature. It's all right. I mean, that's just something the author put in there. Who put that Bible together. But really what it is, it's the revelation of Jesus Christ. So what this whole book is heading toward, and we're now in Revelation 19:11, the actual revelation of Jesus Christ. We looked at, last time we was in the pulpit, about the transportation. He's gonna ride on a white horse, and there's gonna be people following him on white horses. I love to think about that. There's a lot of people talking about believers who've never been on a horse a day in their life. We went up to, when we were in Virginia, we went to a couple of parks and a couple of sites. We went to George Washington's birthplace where he was born and saw the house and everything. Anyway, there were some horses there. And to us, you know, a horse is a horse, of course. And then when we talk to a talking horse, that kind of, and cows and all there. I was amazed at all the little kids and all the adults, like they've never seen a horse before, you know. And I'm glad they were enjoying it. That's what it was all for, enjoying it. But a lot of people hadn't been around horses, you know, a lot, and cows and all, it's kind of new to them. Well, let me give you great hope. If you've never been around a horse, when you get to heaven, you won't need riding lessons. I like to say you're going to get riding lessons, but you don't even need riding lessons. And it's just going to come naturally. You're going to be able to get on the horse and follow Jesus. In the Revelation, we see that. 7 years have passed, just so you again get the time frame. The tribulation has taken place. In Revelation 19:11, I saw heaven opened. Behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Now we see heaven open. This is the revelation, not the translation. It's a big difference. You know, there's a lot of disagreement about eschatology and all about the doctrine of last things. But it's so clear to me in Scripture without debate that we see the translation of the saints in Revelation 4:1. That's Christ coming for his saints. We see in Revelation 19:11 the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's Christ coming with his saints. In Matthew chapter number 24, you don't have to turn with me, but let me read these verses of Scripture. Again, Jesus is speaking about the last days, Olivet Discourse. And I heard something again the other day, and I have to keep moving here. Matter of fact, it was being preached about in Matthew 24 about the rapture. Matthew 24 is not about the rapture, it's about the revelation of Jesus Christ, about about Noah and all these. Anyway, I won't get into there. But anyway, in Matthew 24, again, it's talking about the revelation of Jesus Christ. Verse number 27, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, even so also shall be the coming of the Son of Man. This is his revelation. For so wheresoever the carcass is, there will be the eagles gathered together. We're about to read that passage of Scripture where they had the supper of the great God. Again, this is the revelation. It's not what we'd call the rapture, the translation. Then verse number 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. That's so important. That one's so important. When you study eschatology, we are not looking for the signs for Jesus to come. We hear about the signs of the times are everywhere. I love the song, but you know, we're not to be looking for the signs. We're to be listening for a shout. Okay, there's so much here, and I won't get into that. The signs are for the revelation of Jesus Christ. During the tribulation, all these signs will be taking place. Well, it says here, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Again, this is the revelation of Jesus Christ. So we see that in Matthew 24, remember at the beginning of it, the disciples asked Jesus, what's a sign of thy coming? When shall the end of the earth, it has three questions. Well, he answered those questions in all of the discourse, the sign of thy coming. He shared that in Matthew chapter number 24. Then in 2 Thessalonians, again for you Bible students to know, 1 Thessalonians primarily, the book of 1 Thessalonians primarily deals with the rapture, with the translation of the saints. 2 Thessalonians primarily deals with the revelation. So you have in your mind, you not get confused in your Bible study. 1 Thessalonians deals with the translation. 2 Thessalonians deals with the revelation. And we see this in 2 Thessalonians chapter number 1, beginning in verse number 7. To who are ye troubled, and to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because their testimony among you is believed in that day. And then in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 8, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. So I'm putting all that together so you can understand where we're at in Revelation 19, 11. He comes, and we read in 2 Thessalonians 2, 8, he destroys that wicked one, the Antichrist, and we're going to look at that here in Revelation 19, 11. He destroys him with the spirit of his mouth and with the brightness of his coming. So this brightness of his coming is literally his second coming or the revelation of Jesus Christ. So we see in verse number 11, the Lord's transportation. He's coming on a white horse. And by the way, I take that very literally, very literally. Not that he needs a white horse, but he's coming on a white horse as a sign of victory and other things I won't get into. That's a whole other lesson. Then we see verses 12 through 14, the Lord's exaltation. There's the Lord's transportation, verse 11. And then verses 12 through 14, the Lord's exaltation, where we read these words, his eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture and blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And his armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And we talked about this last time I was in the pulpit with you. His eyes were like a flame of fire. It speaks of his eyes of judgment. He's coming in judgment. The crowns, we talked about that. This crown is the crown of diadems. It's a crown of royalty and majesty. It is not a crown of victory. We read about the four horsemen, the apocalypse, about those horsemen that come in the beginning of the tribulation period. That first rider is crowned with a Stephanus crown. It's a crown of victory. This is not the Lord that we speak of early in the tribulation period. This is the Antichrist coming and begins to ride in power. With this crown that Jesus is wearing is a crown of diadems, of royalty. There's nobody like him. He comes to rightly reclaim what belongs to him.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.